531.
Did you know 3 in 10 people don't talk to their kids about money, and almost half of adult children don't raise a topic with their parents? That's according to research by the Commission for Financial Capability. Interim Retirement Commissioner Peter Quartz from CFFC joins me now in studio and also in the lead up to Money Week 2019. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Peter.
Maloli Lee, thanks for having me.
Yes, well, you found some interesting figures around money and how people engage with the topic, haven't you? Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, look, and some of those figures, I guess, won't be a surprise to a lot of New Zealanders. It's very, very New Zealand condition, I guess, not talking about money. But, you know, for our Pacifica community, in many cases, it's even, you know, less acceptable. You know, when we ask people, you know, why they don't talk about money, you know, top of the pops was it's not an acceptable topic here. But that's particularly true for Pacific Island respondents to that survey. A fear of being judged. You know, 1 in 4 New Zealanders think they're not doing as well as they should, so they're concerned about being judged if they talk about where they're at. One that might not be a surprise is a fear of being asked for money. You know, if you talk too much about how much you've got. For Pacifica respondents to that survey, that was an issue. And for Māori and Pacific families as well, there's this notion of not talking to your kids about money to protect them from, you know, the financial worries of the family. But
Well, with the lead up to Money Week next week, can you talk to us a bit about the theme about encouraging conversations around money?
Look, the theme for Money Week is now we're talking. You know, the first pillar of the national strategy is talk, because that's actually the start of this whole journey, a willingness to talk about money. And it's not talking about how much you've got. It's just talking about what you need to achieve your life goals. That's the key thing. And the first part of that discussion is what your life goals are as a family, you know. And now we're talking is the thing for Money Week, which kicks off next week. There's lots of information on a website, nowweretalking.org.nz, in terms of things that might help get those conversations going. But that's a big part of what this is about, is just prompting the discussion.
Now, Peter, this week, Gambling Harm Awareness Week, how much does gambling affect our people? You know, we're talking about conversations around money, but if we're talking about issues, you know, pertaining to money, how much does gambling, you know, play a part in our Pacific communities?
Look, we know that a lot of our families, communities who are doing it toughest are also being crippled by things like gambling, you know, loan sharks, you know, third-tier debt, and in many cases with the gambling issue, I know that's, you know, partly about hope, you know, and rather than having a plan, is spinning the dice, and it's an issue for a lot of people. You know, we know also that the most harmful form of gambling is the pub pokies, you know, and that's the stuff that strikes at the heart of I guess those communities that we're talking about. Those machines are in, you know, every pub and every community, and that's where a lot of the most damaging gambling is happening.
Now, with the government's announcement capping interest rates for loan sharks at 0.6%, good news for our Pacific communities?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think we also know that those that are doing it tough are, you know, leaning on third tier lenders, you know, and that whether they're payday lenders, truck shops, you know, the pawn shops, you name it, our families are tapping into that space, and in many cases, those who will lend to those who are highest risk are lending at rates and on terms that are really damaging. You know, some of the worst interest rates we've seen have been upwards of 800% by the time you're paying interest on interest and defaults and penalties and all the rest of it. So, you know, people taking out a $500 loan for an emergency or to help somebody else out, you know, that very quickly balloons to, you know, 5 or 6 times that much by the time all that stuff's layered in there.
It's funny because the look of shock on my face, and yet when I think back, oh wait, I've been in that situation a few times myself. Now, in terms of your role as the Interim Retirement Commissioner, can you tell us a bit about that? And in terms of our Pacific community's perception when it comes to retirement in terms of planning ahead?
Yeah, look, actually the people who find that toughest to grapple with are my mates. The retirement commissioner, how's that? And I guess, you know, I'll give you the stock answer. It's, why old people? You know, I can understand you being interested in the plight and development of, Pacifica and Māori communities, but old people? And I have to say to them, you know, it's actually the Retirement Commission's kaupapa is not just about what happens at the end. It's about how everything that happens on the way to arriving at that stage in your life in good shape. And in good shape means you've got choices. And that's going to be different for everybody. So it's an important conversation for everybody. We know that retirement planning is the thing that's least talked about in this country in terms of money. But the work we're doing in schools, the work we're doing across housing and home ownership, all of those things are consistent with, you know, the role of the Retirement Commissioner.
Mm. And final words or message in the lead up to Money Week next week, please, Peter.
Oh, look, I think just I'd urge everyone to be open to having those discussions. You know, one of the really interesting pieces of data to come out of that survey was that I think it's something in the order of 58% of people don't talk to their partner about what they earn. And I guess it's not just a matter of talking about this, but it's talking about this as a family. When I saw that figure, I thought of a Pacific family we'd worked with in Tamaki as part of the housing program out there, who did a program back in 2015-16. You know, one of the things that we discovered fairly early on in that space is there was a reasonable amount of income coming into that household with mum, dad, and a couple of grown kids. But mum and dad had run separate accounts for 20 years, you know. So as a result, they as a family had managed to accumulate something in the order of $60,000 worth of consumer credit, cards, cars, you name it. They had it. Now that family, on the back of talking about where they're at, talking about what they wanted to achieve, which in this case was home ownership, cleared that debt in 3 years. They will be homeowners in 2020, you know, so but that starts with a discussion. You've got to have the discussion.